Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen, Vivi hier. Willkommen zu dieser neuen Star-Talk-Folge. Heute mit Laurel und Tobi von You Not Us. Und diese Konstellation, die ist jetzt nicht einfach zufällig entstanden. Nein, die haben einen Song zusammen rausgebracht. Heißt All In. Deswegen sprechen wir in diesem Interview natürlich über ihren neuen Song. Und darüber, ob sie denn All In Personen sind, also ob sie Risikos eingehen oder eher auf der sicheren Seite sind. Und dann geht es natürlich auch nochmal um Festivals. Wir sind ja mitten in der Festivalsaison. Was für die beiden Goals und No-Gos auf Festivals sind, das hört ihr hier in der neuen Folge.
Before we're gonna start the whole interview, we have a little language situation here. So yeah, I want to ask you guys, what do you prefer? To do like half German, half English? I don't want you to feel left out or anything.
Oh, it's all good.
So yeah, how should we do it?
I think half German, half English is good. I mean, yeah. I can do English as well, but I don't know.
For our listeners, yeah. It's a bit better to have the German.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I think you should definitely do that.
Yeah. Yes. I just said, I think I'm going to end up in Denglish because I'm getting so confused. But
that's
yeah.
my language anyway, so.
Perfect. Yeah. Laura, how's your German, actually? Did the guys told you anything? Or
actually, we didn't. No, we should.
You should. What do you want to teach me? How do you say all? All in German.
All in.
I would say, yeah, exactly. Then with the Denglish come
We've
around.
We've started our Denglish, yeah. our Denglish lessons.
I mean, there's a German like saying, you say alles oder nichts, all or nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
Alles oder nichts.
Gut, gut.
Alles oder nicht.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So, let's do it in German then. Okay, so yeah, let's start with the interview. Very warm welcome, you guys. I'm so happy you are here.
Danke.
Tobi from You Not Us and the wonderful Laurel. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey.
So first of all, how did this constellation happen between you guys? Did you know each other before? Or how
sorry, soll ich jetzt auf Deutsch antworten oder auf Englisch? Wie ist es dir am liebsten?
Maybe, okay, that's a question for you both, so we can,
yeah,
okay.
we can
like
yeah.
stay
yeah.
English.
Okay.
Yeah,
good. Actually, we knew us briefly, but we performed at the Brandenburger Tour at New Year's Eve together.
Ah, I didn't
and
know that. Okay.
So we had a really nice New Year's Eve party,
yeah.
and then we said, okay, it's a real vibe, we should do a song together. Mm-hmm. And we had the idea of working on that Ace of Base, or That She Wants song, and I sent the idea to Laurel
yeah.
in WhatsApp, and she was like immediately answering within, I don't know, really like 10 minutes. You were like, oh, what about this? And you sent me a melody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then yeah, it everything came together and was really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I have been living in Sweden, so even before that, I am a massive Ace of Base fan. So
yeah.
I think that the speed at which I wrote this
was crazy.
Interpolation, they call it.
Yeah.
Was, yeah, I was very, very stoked to work on this. And I mean, it's such an iconic song, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I actually couldn't believe that we were even like allowed to, you know, release this because to me, it's like this almost this untouchable, like, this moment in time, you know, this song is just amazing. So I feel very, very fortunate that we got to, you know, recreate it in our own, with our own flavor.
Yeah, we come to the song a little bit later.
Mm.
But I wanted to ask, okay, you guys met on New Year's Eve. You said you were performing together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there was like an after party situation where you got to know each other. It was just not only the performing together.
Yeah, I mean there was a big after party in the backstage where all the artists were together and celebrating New Year's Eve. And funnily, there was an incident that night that the fire alarm was going off. And
what?
Everybody, the whole building had to be evacuated. So we
no
were standing
way.
In front of the building and at 2 in the night or something. Yeah, so it was a hot and wild party.
Yeah, and what a intro for 2024. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Crazy.
But nothing happened. Everybody was fine. So I just, somebody thought it's a good idea to smoke in the toilets. So the classic one,
Okay, I see. So how was working for you together, like how was the vibe?
It was super fun.
Yeah.
I feel like we, like when I went in to record with you guys, you know, we we talked about this today. We're picking the same takes, the same vocal takes. You know, we have like the same taste in how we wanted it to sound and the same vision. So it's not always that way when you work with people. You know, in music, there's a lot of opinions flying around and a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So yeah. Apparently we were all going for the same recipe this day.
True, yeah. I mean, Greg and me, we really love to have everything like 100%, and we love the details, and Laura does as well. Mm. So we took an extra day in the studio and she came in again. And yeah, I love it when we work with artists that have the same taste and the same way they want to do the music perfectly. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's come to your song. Our song. Yeah, it's my song.
It's everybody's song.
So, okay, as you said, it's a remake of All That She Wants. For maybe the listeners, the Gen Z listeners, they don't know. I'm going to play it real quick. It's this song. All that she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow, boy. All that she wants. Yeah, I love this song still.
Me too.
Like, it's a classic, iconic song. How did you came up with the idea of this remake? So I have, okay, before I ask that, I have two theories. So the first one, you said it already, you lived in Sweden and it's a Swedish band who made this song. So maybe there's the connection as well. And okay, correct me if I'm wrong. So Toby, mm-hmm. You were born in 1992.
One, yeah.
Ah, one!
Yeah,
okay.
But Gregor was 1992.
Okay, then
so.
Gregor, yeah. And it's the release year of this song as well.
Exactly.
So there's kind of a connection. Yeah. I saw that. But okay, now the question. Why this song? What do you, how do you connect with this song?
I mean,
maybe now in German for
okay,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also ich meine, Gregor und ich sind Kinder der 90er und die Ära der 90er Jahre und 90er Jahre Songs hat auch unseren musikalischen Katalog geprägt und wir lieben es einfach aus dieser, weil das für mich ist immer, wenn ich so einen Song aus den 90ern höre, dann denke ich immer so an meine Kindheit zurück und ich habe so direkt so Bilder im Kopf und deshalb ist es irgendwie cool, sich an so ein Stück zu wagen und das dann irgendwie in die Jetztzeit zu katapultieren und da eine eigene Version von zu machen. Deshalb, wir wollten einen Song kreieren, der super Sommer-Vibes hat und wir lieben halt All That She Wants und haben dann eine Version gemacht und dann haben wir drüber nachgedacht, wer könnte das singen und dann haben wir uns an Laurel geschickt und turns out she lives in Sweden, also und ist riesiger Ace of Base Fan und so ist dann irgendwie alles zusammengekommen und sie war auch total hyped von der Idee und hat direkt wirklich innerhalb von 10 Minuten eine Idee zurückgeschickt auf WhatsApp einfach und dann sind wir zusammen ins Studio gegangen und so kam es eigentlich.
Nice. Und was ihr dann draus gemacht habt, what you made like of this song, sounds like this, just a short hook. All in tonight, high up on a feeling, don't need tomorrow, I'm balling tonight, like I'm never leaving, yeah.
Nice.
That's so cool. I love your voice, by
Thank
the way.
You so
have
much.
Such
Me too.
A special voice. And like, yeah, everything about that song sounds like summer vibes for me. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, being on the beach or being on a festival or whatever. Yeah. Like, in which situation do you see the song? Like, when is the best time to play it?
Yeah, I mean, all of these times, you know, like when we went to rewrite this song, I was just thinking of like, I'm having the best time ever. I'm forgetting all of my problems. Nothing matters anymore, you know? And this is what we're trying to kind of say in the song. And if you dive into the lyrics, you'll really start to see that it's just all about letting go and being in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the song about, like, the lyrics? Maybe it's a question for you because you wrote it.
Yeah. It's essentially about, you know, maybe you lost your phone, you don't know where your keys are, you know, and all of these things, they start to, like, not matter anymore because you're actually just right where you're supposed to be and you're just realizing that this is the best feeling that you want to have right now. And all of the logistics, all of the, you know, the details of life, they just like fall away and you're just, you know, you're just essentially 100% of you is like right there in this moment. And that's why you're all in, you know, you're completely forgetting everything else and having a good time and just focused on that. So, yeah,
Yeah, sounds good. Mm-hmm. So then my next question for you is, are you an all-in person? Because like for me, I am, I don't know what about you guys think about zodiac signs, but I'm a Gemini. Ooh. So for me, it's rather there or rather there, like all-in or nothing. Like I don't have like a good balance. Yeah. So what it is for you?
I would say I'm all or nothing. I'm a Taurus. I don't know if that is like reflective of my sign, but like, yeah, I would say the way I do anything is like 100%. You know, if I make a decision, I'm like, I'm taking it all the way. I carry through. So yeah.
Und Tobi, denkst du, du hast deine Mitte gefunden? Oder gibt's da auch noch so?
Also ich versuche mehr und mehr meine Mitte zu finden, aber ich bin auch eher der All-In-Typ. Und ich glaube, deshalb hat es auch so gut im Studio funktioniert zwischen uns, weil wir beide oder wir alle drei komplett All-In waren. Ja, ich bin doch auch eher dieser Typ.
Okay. ja, dann passen wir. We fit together.
Absolutely.
Like in this situation. It's also about, like, I think the willingness to take risks, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So are you like a risky person or like, okay, more the safe path?
Uh-huh. So do you want to answer first?
I think for me it's like I love the safe risk, like not losing everything, but being willing to give a lot to get more. Mm-hmm. So, but not 100% losing it all.
Okay. And Laura?
I'm very high risk.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say, like, we joke about this in the studio a lot because people say, oh, you're a high risk songwriter. Because I'm always trying to take a chance and make something that hasn't been done before. You know, this is like something I'm always kind of chasing or looking for. And even with my career, I feel like, you know, I packed away my apartment in Vancouver, Canada, and I lived out of a suitcase for 2 years, just hustling around the world, chasing my dream, and I had no idea, wow, like, where that would take me. But I'm so glad that I went for it, you know, because the ride has been amazing. And yeah, I would say that, like, if life has taught me anything, it's that going all in is worth it. You get exactly out of what you put in. So okay, if you go all in, yeah, okay, then it comes back to you.
Okay, sounds good. But did you ever had like a situation where you were like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have been that risky?
Maybe in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's not everybody's a nice person out there.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm sorry for that.
it's all good now.
Okay. Maybe let's talk about festival season.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you are on a lot of festivals. Now we can switch to German a bit. Okay, ja, ihr spielt auf sehr vielen Festivals.
Yeah.
Auch viele, wir haben ja diese Aktion Energy Festival Sommer, wo man Tickets gewinnen kann für gewisse Festivals. Und ich habe gesehen, zum Beispiel seid ihr beim Elements Festival gewesen. Es war ja jetzt schon.
Es ist leider ausgefallen aufgrund des Hochwassers.
Ja. Ach, das habe ich gar nicht mitgeschnitten. Ja. Mensch, da habe ich unterm Stein gelebt.
Ja,
krass, okay,
leider.
Schade.
Ja, ja, absolut.
Aber die Chance kriegt er trotzdem noch. zum Beispiel Airbeat One
absolut
seid ihr am Start. Und das ist ziemlich lustig, weil da war ich tatsächlich 8 Jahre in Folge.
Wirklich?
Also es war mein allererstes Festival.
Ach,
ich glaube mit 15 sogar schon oder so. Ich war noch sehr jung. Und dann war ich da wirklich...
Darf man das?
Ja, mit so einem Mutti-Zettel, glaube ich, war das dann irgendwie
sehr
so möglich. Genau. Und dann war ich echt 8 Jahre in Folge da und habe auch ein bisschen gesehen, wie das immer größer wurde und auch immer teurer natürlich, aber man zahlt dann natürlich auch für das, was man dann kriegt. Und mittlerweile haben die ja fette Stages, das ist ja unfassbar. Ja, wie ist es für dich? Also warst du da schon mal?
Ja, wir haben schon, glaube ich, 2 oder 3 Mal auf dem Orbit One gespielt.
Okay, dann wisst ihr schon Bescheid.
Also Festivalsaison generell liebe ich einfach, das ist die direkt dicht gefolgt von Weihnachten, das ist meine Lieblingszeit im Jahr, weil einfach wir sind irgendwie jede Woche auf 2 bis 5 Festivals und es passiert so viel und wenn man ein paar Jahre dabei ist, dann ist vor allem auch im Backstage die anderen Künstler treffen, ist immer wie so ein Family-Treffen, weil du am Ende irgendwie immer die gleichen triffst und ja, es ist einfach für mich mit die coolste Zeit im Jahr und wenn dann noch die Sonne scheint, dann kann es eigentlich kaum besser werden.
Ja, was ist das Schönste an Festivals für dich?
Ich finde einfach dieses draußen zusammen feiern, wenn das Wetter gut ist und es ist einfach so ein bisschen so unbeschwert. Man kann wirklich all in gehen und in dem Moment alles irgendwie beiseite legen und einfach nur den Moment genießen. Das finde ich besonders auf Festivals immer sehr.
Ja,
Okay. Laura, what about you? Are you a festival type, a festival person, also in private maybe? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I love people, and I love to be in big crowds and to, like, you know, feel this energy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's something I enjoy.
Yeah. What is the perfect festival for you?
Oof. Definitely, like, something I would say. Ooh. I mean, I've never been to Burning Man, but I actually really want to go. Mm-hmm. I think that would be pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What is the biggest one or the best one you've been?
Oof.
Or the, one of the best experiences, maybe.
Oh, man. I would say probably Coachella. Hmm? Yeah. It's been maybe, I would say, a long-time favorite, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Und für dich, Tobi?
Wir haben letztes Jahr das erste Mal auf dem Tomorrowland gespielt. Das war natürlich schon so ein kleiner Traum, der in Erfüllung gegangen ist. Ich glaube, jeder, der auflegt, jeder DJ träumt davon, da mal zu spielen. Und ich muss sagen, es hat nicht enttäuscht. Also es war wirklich crazy. Das Festival, die Produktion, es ist verrückt. Die Leute kommen von aller Welt und wir haben danach auf Instagram noch Nachrichten bekommen von Leuten irgendwie aus Argentinien und Mexiko, die unser Set gesehen haben und gesagt haben, wie krass emotional es für sie war. Und das ist irgendwie, ja, es war wirklich ein Gänsehautmoment.
Richtig schön. Also ich meine, dann würde ich sagen, dann habt ihr es geschafft. Ne? Also wenn man da auflegen
das,
also, darf.
Das weiß ich nicht, aber ich würde auf jeden Fall sagen, wenn man da ein paar Mal auflegen kann, dann ist man auf jeden Fall gut dabei, ja.
Krass, voll schön, freut mich voll für euch.
Ja.
Gibt es dieses Jahr eins, wo du dich oder ihr euch ganz besonders drauf freut? Ich meine, man soll ja keine Favorites vielleicht haben, aber...
Ich meine, Perucaville ist natürlich auch immer besonders, eines der größten Festivals für elektronische Musik in Deutschland. Und wir spielen auch wieder in Kroatien. Das ist auch immer crazy. Da sind auch die Leute, die sind immer so wild. Da freue ich mich auf jeden Fall auch besonders drauf.
Welches ist das nochmal?
Das ist immer da in Novalja in Sirce. Da gibt es irgendwie so ein paar Clubs. Wir spielen im Papaya Club. Ist so ein Open-Air-Club und ja, es ist immer wild. Da nice. Direkt am Meer feiert man, das ist schon cool.
I prepared a little festival game for
all
you.
Right.
It's very short, but it's about goes and no-goes at festivals.
Okay.
Nice. All right. So you can answer like, yeah, as you want. You can also explain a bit why you answered this and that. Okay.
Okay.
I think we have time.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. First of all, not showering for 3 days.
Ooh.
That's a go for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it's a go for me if I can have a swim in the lake or something.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Or just like,
yeah, then something. Yeah.
Something. Something should happen.
Something. Yeah, a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Okay. next question. Maybe it's just a man's question, actually. Turn your underpants upside down.
Oh, maybe. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, okay, okay. So I don't know if it's just a German thing, actually, but eat only ravioli in a can, like yeah. For the whole festival thing. Do you know that?
No.
And even not warm. Like
yeah.
We do it like cold yeah. Ravioli. In a can.
Wow.
And that's a big thing,
yeah.
Actually, in German festivals. I don't know why.
Ich weiß noch, bei meinem ersten Festival haben wir genau das gemacht und wir hatten noch so einen Campingbrenner dabei, so ein, wo man so Dosen warm machen kann. Und was ist? Es, unten war alles schwarz und angekohlt und oben war es kalt. Aber ich habe es trotzdem gegessen, komplett.
Ja, ja, klar. Was soll man machen?
Yeah.
Ne? Ja. So, go or no go? Just to eat that for the whole weekend.
Go.
Sure. We'll go with it. It sounds easy.
Yeah, it should be easy, yeah, right? On festivals. What's your, like, I mean, you've been to a lot, you said. Mm. What's your pro tip? Like, do you buy stuff there or do you bring your own?
I bring my own. Mm-hmm. I always come prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just really the only way. Because you have no guarantees as well. It's like, what's going to be there? So for me, I think the more you can bring without being completely weighed down. The better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this case, you're not a risky person.
Bang, there you go.
The safe
you go.
Person.
Busted.
I see. I see. Okay. Next one. Okay. I don't say anything. It's a German song. And some people think it's cool to play it when everyone else is sleeping in the morning. So, okay. Here we go.
Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen. Sonnenschein. Diese Nacht liegt dir verborgen.
So imagine you're laying in your tent and you're still a bit hungover maybe and you're tired and you just wanted to sleep and then there are people like playing this super loud in the camp. Go or no go?
Go.
Go.
Really? Yeah. It's so calming. I love it. I mean, if I go on a festival and I'm camping there, then I want the party all the way through. So, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely a go. You? I love it. Yeah, that's. I want to wake up like that every morning.
Me too. I think it's super funny, actually.
Okay, and then the last question. Missing the You Not Us performance.
Absolutely no go. No go. What a festival without You Not Us.
Yeah, I would say so as well. Okay, besides all the festival stuff going on the next weeks or month, what is planned this year? Maybe, Laurel, you can start if you like.
Yeah, I'm actually gearing up to release some new singles. I'm very excited about them, so stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, we are.
Yes, and Greg and me, we are planning to...
Maybe in German again?
Okay, yeah.
Ah, super, thank you so much.
Greg und ich planen dieses Jahr noch einen Marathon zu laufen. Und zwar haben wir eine Spendenaktion am Laufen für Viva Con Aqua. Und deshalb sind wir gerade hart im Training. Und laufen sehr viel. Und ich kann dir sagen, ich habe jeden Tag Knieschmerzen.
Krass, aber seid ihr dann beide so eine Jogging-Leute?
Überhaupt nicht, überhaupt nicht. Wir sind dieses Jahr Paten geworden für Viva Con Aqua und haben uns gedacht, wir wollen irgendwie eine Aktion ins Leben rufen, um auf unsere Spendenaktion aufmerksam zu machen. Ja. Und wir sind beide absolut keine Läufer und haben uns gedacht, wir wollen irgendwie diese Nuss knacken und ja.
Aber krass, also all in quasi, all in, von 0 in. Auf 100, ja. Gar nicht am Joggen und dann aber Marathon.
Ja. Krass. Wir versuchen es.
Wie lange bereitet ihr euch vor? Also wie lange ist
schon 3-4 Monate sind schon.
Das hört sich immer noch zu wenig an irgendwie. Also ich weiß nicht, ob ich noch 3 Monate
schon... Es geht schon. Man muss halt viel laufen, aber es ist eine harte Nuss, ne? Ich sag's dir auf jeden Fall.
Voll. Ja. Ich kann es mir noch nicht mal ansatzweise vorstellen, aber ich drücke euch ganz, ganz fest
danke,
die Daumen,
danke.
Dass das alles läuft und klappt. Und so musiktechnisch, wie ist da?
Wir sind weiter im Studio, wir planen neue Musik und es wird regelmäßig was rauskommen. Ich glaube, es kommen wirklich alle 6 bis 8 Wochen kommt ein Song raus.
Oh, wow.
Zwischendurch auch mal was Klobiges für die Festivals und Dancefloors. Aber jetzt freuen wir uns erstmal, dass All In seine Reise angetreten hat.
Voll. Wir freuen uns auch. Und we are already playing a song and every time I'm in the studio, like...
Sehr gut, sehr gut.
So, yeah, we love your song and thank you so much. For coming.
Danke.
I enjoyed it and I hope it wasn't so super confusing with it, like switching the languages.
It was fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys.
Dankeschön.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.